And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, let's see, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, April 16th, the weirdest day in the history of radio. I've been in the business 18 years. There is clearly a government cover-up of the Boston bombing. We have news and a name on a Rison arrest, a white male from Mississippi. We have no news, no name on the Boston bombers or bomber, although John King of CNN and other useful idiots were set up like bowling pins to be knocked down by the sources that told them there was going to be an FBI press conference. I've been watching this all day, as you have, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and the FBI has been dancing us like a bunch of marionettes. So what is going on? Well, let's see if we can put our heads together. Surprise meeting of the Saudi foreign minister in the White House late this afternoon. So far as I know, these visits like this are never unannounced. Visits at this level are always announced in advance. So let's see if we can put on our thinking caps. White male arrested in Mississippi for the Rison threats. First, there was a report of a dark-skinned male on a bolo in Boston. And then we were told he was under lock and key. He was a Saudi national. Remember that yesterday? Today we're told there's going to be a press conference, and all of a sudden the press conference is pulled. 5 p.m. delayed. Does anyone know why it was delayed? Can anyone figure this out? Are people as stupid as they think? What do you think is going on? 855-400-7282. I'll tell you what I think is going on. You want me to tell you what I think is going on? Because I will tell you what I think is going on. There is a site with pictures that is being circulated around the internet that I cannot post that shows a group of dark-skinned or darker-skinned men just before the bombing wearing baseball caps. They have earplugs. They have large black backpacks. Did you hear what I just said to you? Are you listening to what I said to you? They're walking in the crowd before the bombing. They have headphones on. They have large black backpacks. Then the explosion. None of these pictures are published, so far as I know, except on one site. And that site now has over 2 million or close to 1.6 million views. 1.6 million views. It was created hours ago. I can send you to the site, but I don't intend to do so because there are mixed rumors as to who these men are. One conspiracy site is saying that they're U.S. Navy SEALs. U.S. Navy SEALs with black backpacks and earphones on before the bombing. Well, let's not go there because then we're living in Greece in the 1960s, and we don't want to be living in Greece in the 1960s. Or shall I say we're living in America in the year 2013, which is very much like Greece in the 1960s in many ways. We see an administration that is losing control. We see an administration that is lost on their attempts to control the sale and possession of guns and ammunition. We see an angry president. We see an FBI that is on again, off again. So what do you think is going on? I invite your calls, 855-407-282. In a few moments, I'm going to play for you what went on today. Maybe you don't even know what's going on. Maybe you don't even know what went on today. Well, what went on today was shocking. What went on today was we were told that they had a breakthrough. John King is now finished as a newsman. He was finished the last time he did this. He looks embarrassed, sounds embarrassed. He needs to leave the media. He's fit for nothing after this. CNN has lost whatever shred of credibility they may have had. They're finished. Did you hear what went on today? Or didn't you hear what went on today? Huh? Now, let's go to the clip one, and I want you to listen to what went on today.
Wolf, I'm on my way to you now. I want to report some breaking news information from two sources who tells me they believe they do have a significant breakthrough in the investigation.
Just recap precisely what we know and what we don't know as we await what we expect later today to be a formal news conference by FBI, local law enforcement, the mayor, the governor, and others.
And we believe that briefing will now be at 5 p.m. Eastern time. It was originally scheduled to be at 1 p.m. They delayed it, and I'm told the reason they delayed it is because of this significant change and breakthrough in the investigation.
We're hearing about one individual right now, one arrest, no understanding really, even though this vague description of brown skin, whether foreign or domestic.
We are now told that arrest has been made, but these are all great questions.
Two senior administration officials and another federal official. There's not somebody in custody or arrested. There was a misunderstanding and lots of cross-communications as law enforcement tries to work through what they've got and what the next steps are.
Now, I'll tell you what I suspect went on, and it's only a man speculating. Remember, I am not a reporter. I want to be very clear. Unlike some in the talk radio business who pretend to be journalists or reporters, which unto itself is an oxymoronic phrase in the America of today, I am not a reporter. I'm an observer. I'm a commentator. I'm an American citizen with a certain degree of education and experience, and I tell you what I think is going on. Then you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong or crazy, or you add to it or subtract from it. And you know the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Here's what I think is going on. I believe that the Boston police were going to have a press conference, and they were going to talk about the suspect, and they were stopped by the FBI and the federal government. And that was done because the Saudi foreign minister came here, and something went on over the whatever, you can't do this, doesn't look good, let him out of the country, whatever. That's what I think happened. Now, is this the first time? Well, read any mystery now. How many movies have you seen? How many movies have you idiots seen who doubt every word I say, but you believe movies created by Harvey Weinstein with the same plot I just described to you? You twisted morons out there can't see a conspiracy in front of your eyes, even though it's smashing you in the face. But if it was created for you by Harvey Weinstein or Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, oh, yeah, what a great film. Let's give it an Academy Award. And what is that great film? What's the plot? Local police catch the culprit of a terrorist event. The local police are about to have a press conference showing his picture. The feds step in and threaten them with the following. We'll pull your anti-terrorism money. We'll pull your armored trucks. We'll arrest you for violating the Patriot Act if you have this press conference. We'll make sure you never work again. So then the local police are quieted down, and we hear nothing. Something is wrong. There's bad blood between the federal government and all local police to begin with. That's number one. Ask any cop. Now, number two, and this I just got from a man who I can't tell you about. He lives in the area. He's a reporter, and he said, I heard the FBI is pushing a Tim McVeigh type. Cops in Boston feel it was a dark-skinned foreigner. Bad blood with FBI and cops go back to Whitey Bulger. Plus, Obama arrives tomorrow, and White House did not want dark-skinned male suspect. It is I can't read the words. Cop told me Gov Dave Alpatrick is running the investigation. They are dying to pin this on a white Tea Party member. I am told they have their suspect following him, see what he turns up. So it's anyone's guess who is going to get the tail pinned on which donkey. But I can tell you right now that I told you before, there are some suspicious pictures going around that anyone can see, by the way. It's on imgur.com. It's a dump site of pictures, and something is wrong with this picture. Something is very wrong with this picture. There are men walking around with headsets on, with baseball caps, with large black backpacks just before the bombing. Did you hear what I just said to you? Why are we not seeing these pictures? You can see their faces pretty clearly. You can see what they look like very clearly. So why are the American people not being shown these pictures? Why are these pictures not on the front of every newspaper in America? America and the world is waiting to see who did this. There's something wrong with the picture. Now, I'll go one step further. One website claims that these men are Navy SEALs. You heard me, because they show logos on their caps and boots with Navy SEAL logos. Now, you say, what? Would the Navy SEALs planted the bombs in the crowd? Well, I'll give you another conspiracy theory. If you want to play chess, you want to play five-way chess? No, the Navy SEALs didn't purposely set the bombs. They were doing a terrorism training event. And they were using literally live rounds to see how far they could get in this setting. And there was an accident, and they went off. That's theory number two. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
All right, I don't impress easily, so here's reason number 8 why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Over 100 design experts in-house. Impressive, since you're lucky to track down even one expert at a home improvement store. When I ordered new blinds from Blinds.com, I couldn't have been more impressed. They're available via phone, online chat, even video chat, via their free face-to-face design consultation service. Unbelievable. It's like having a decorator in your house. Of course, free online how-to videos make installation unbelievably easy, or you can always have them send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismatch, it's improbable. They'll remake it for free. You heard me, free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They are beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling. You're the boss. No brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. Blinds.com. They're my friends. Be your own boss. Go to Blinds.com.
KSFO traffic. There's a soccer game at Candlestick Park tonight. Mexico versus Peru. A lot of people on the way because of that. Northbound 101, bumper to bumper, pretty much in stretches anyway, from Marsh Road up to Candlestick. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge is backed up to the toll plaza. In fact, the metering lights are on. That's backed up to the maze. And the approaches are slow, heavy all the way into San Francisco with trying to, just the extra crew trying to get to Candlestick. Northbound 880 slow out of the South Bay up towards Milpitas. I'm Dave Hawks, KSFO.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about our revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Local Union 38 remind you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
On the next morning show, the latest on the Boston bombing and the Ricin letters. Plus, we're going to hold their feet to the fire on immigration. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is the hardest, the craziest day in American news history in my life. CNN comes out and says they have breaking news, that they believe they have a significant breakthrough in the Boston investigation. John King is all excited. They're going crazy. There's a mob outside the courthouse of reporters. The FBI dangles information all day long. They're going to have a news conference at 5 p.m. Eastern, then 8 p.m. Eastern, and they cancel both. Then later they have an arrest, not of the bomber, the Boston bomber, but of some Ricin guy, a white male. And all of a sudden, all the stories of dark-skinned individual, Boston bomber, are gone, swept under the rug. Now combine that with this. Unannounced, Obama meets with Saudi foreign minister, not on public schedule. Never heard of. Almost never heard of. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud al-Faisal at the White House on Wednesday and discussed the conflict in Syria? You must be kidding me. The meeting was not on Obama's public schedule. The spokesmouth, Caitlin Hayden, said the president joined the meeting between the Saudi official and Obama's national security advisor, blah, blah, blah. So blah, blah, blah. So what did they meet for? Well, you think people are stupid, don't you? You know, Abe Lincoln said you can fool some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. So let me read you some of the comments that the idiots out there are writing. When I say idiots, I put quotes around them, because Obama and Axelrod, who is the Rasputin of our administration, Rasputin and Obama think that you're a moron. Let me explain to you. Here's what people wrote in the blog comments about the AP story, Obama meets with Saudi foreign minister. Here's what the idiots out there wrote. Ha ha. The supporter of suicide bombers, fundamentalist extremists, and mercenary thugs. Right? That's what he said. Weird, considering Saudi national was in custody for the heinous attack on civilians. Syria should be the last thing we're worried about at the moment. Next person blog. Why wouldn't that be on the schedule? Meetings like that aren't last minute. Obama was just firming up the quid pro quo, writes another useful idiot. They send us Muslim Saudi terrorists to bomb civilians at sporting events. Obama sends them hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money. Well, you get the picture. Another person writes, perhaps more in a more measured fashion, maybe it was a Saudi that did this, and Obama is trying to head off any crisis that might come from that. Another one writes, Obama given a broom by Saudi minister and told to sweep evidence under carpet or blame U.S. citizen. So the people are not quite as stupid as Rasputin and Obama think they are. No, it's not a matter of intelligence. It's a matter of common sense. What do you think is going on? 855-407. Have you ever heard anything like this in your life? In your entire life of listening to talk radio, have you ever heard as many false starts as you have today? I haven't. I've never heard as many false starts as I have today. So what's going on? Ted, on KSFO San Francisco, fire away. Go ahead, please.
They,
Ted, go ahead.
Not actually these SEALs, but they certainly are wearing clothes that look exactly like clothing that other SEALs are known to have worn. The insignia, the logos, exactly the same. So does that mean these are decoys? Were they actual SEALs that were duped into being there? They were set up. Were they sold out by other elements of their own government? Who knows? But you're right. This is the weirdest day.
Oh, so you saw the pictures I'm referring to, right, Ted?
Yeah, and it's on the site of a guy who interviewed you a few weeks ago. I won't say his name.
That's okay. I don't want to push too many people in any one direction. I hear you. Yes, it's starting to emerge. There's 2 million people have seen those pictures, but 200 million people need to see them before we can have a rational conversation. You're not going to see them first on CNN or NBC, are you? You're going to have to see them on sites other than those, the sites that are looked down upon by Rasputin. But why would they be wearing Navy SEAL logos? Why on their caps and on their boots? Why?
again, maybe it's somebody.
I think the Boston police were going to have a news conference. They were going to disclose who the suspect was. The Fed stepped in and they said, you do that, we're cutting off anti-terrorism money. We're cutting off your armored cars. We're not sharing any more information with you. Moreover, we'll arrest you under the Patriot Act. That's what we're going to do. I have a feeling we are now at the brink. We're now at the brink of Greece in the 1960s. Florida, Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Okay, Michael, I'm a retired police sergeant. I spoke to you before. You're right on the money. And let me tell you something else. I'll tell you exactly what happened. The Boston police were told by the feds, we are running the show. You're taking a second seat, okay? They did not sweep that area in New York City. This would never have happened. They would have swept that entire location from the beginning of that race to the end of that race. Every square inch would have been swept. Every single package, every single item, you name it, every garbage pail, mailbox.
Wait, hold it. So you're saying the Boston PD dropped the ball? They didn't do their job, or who didn't do the job?
No, they were told to drop their ball. They're furious at the Fed. Furious.
Oh.
I'll bet my life on this.
Well, if you look at the pictures I'm referring to, which I cannot post, but they're up on the net, you will see at least six different men with black backpacks with headphones on marching around before the bomb blast, putting the backpacks down in some of the pictures and walking away in the next frame. What would that tell you, Nick?
That tells me, you don't want to know what that tells me. I know exactly what that tells me. And you could forget about Fox News, too. Put them in with MSNBC and CNN and CNBC.
No, I agree. Mad Woman Kelly has lost all credibility. But look, the job here is not to criticize them, because something so bad, something stinks to high heaven, Nick. I don't want to go where I think I have to go to get to the truth. I want the people to go where they have to get to the truth. You suspect not that there was a setup by the government, but the government's covering up who did it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Here's what I'm saying. The Boston police are a fantastic police department. They're the best of the best. Put them up there with New York. But they were told, you're going to be second fiddle. We're running the show. The feds are running the show. That's what happened there.
Okay, but wait a minute. If the Boston PD was running the show, what were they about to disclose to us? That it was a Saudi national or a Middle Easterner who did it? Is that what's behind this?
God only knows, okay? They're going to sanitize and homogenize this.
Thank you. Whoever they had is on an airplane and he's out of the country.
The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Federal agents arrested a suspect in the mailing of letters to President Barack Obama and a U.S. senator that initially tested positive for the poison ricin. NBC is reporting the suspect is being identified as Kenneth Curtis of Tupelo, Mississippi. A pedestrian killed on Highway 101 near San Rafael last night was a man who had just been released from jail. Authorities say 76-year-old Joseph Price of San Rafael was killed when two cars hit him as he tried to dash across the freeway. Taking a look at the roadways, new accident eastbound 4, Loveridge in Pittsburgh, left lane blocked, injuries involved in that one. Southbound 880 before 23rd Avenue in Oakland, a crash, left lane blocked, traffic through slow through downtown. Southbound 280 still working a crash, south of 85 in Sunnyvale. It's off to the right shoulder, injuries involved in this crash, traffic still slow out of the Los Altos Hills down through San Jose. Heavy on the peninsula on Highway 101 as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer, with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
From painting to mowing the grass to vacuuming, you'll spend hours maintaining your home. Here's one task to check off your to-do list. Changing smoke alarm batteries. Replace your older alarms with new Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, the recommended life of an alarm. No more searching for a battery and no more low battery chirps. Head to the Home Depot and check that box for a decade with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Only the Home Depot has Kidde worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kidde worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Did you know there's already talk of another housing bubble? Parts of California are getting so overheated that prices are going up 1 to 2% every month. It's also scary to think the music could stop again anytime. If you want to invest in real estate, get back to the basics. Buy property for the cash flow it generates. Join Kathy Fetke and the Real Wealth Network to learn where to find the best deals with the highest cash flow today. Her next event is April 19th in Walnut Creek and April 20th in San Mateo. Find out how to get over 10% returns after all expenses from solid rental homes in good working class neighborhoods. This is not one of those annoying events where they try to sell overpriced boot camps. This is real world, cutting edge information that you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. And it's free for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. Call 888-RW-NETWORK. While you're there, download 7 Steps for New Real Estate Investors for free at realwealthevents.com.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
A majority of senators voted yes to protecting more of our citizens with smarter background checks. But by this continuing distortion of Senate rules, a minority was able to block it from moving forward.
What a liar. What a dangerous demagogue this man Obama is. Did you hear what he just said? The Senate killed the gun deal. They killed the gun deal straight up, the way it's supposed to be done. But he's pissed off that he was unable to force it through, as was Feinstein, as was the madman Bloomberg, as was Biden who cried, as was Cuomo who complained. This is unbelievable to me. You see, what happened here is that these people, these tyrants, these mini tyrants, these martinets, are so angry that they actually live in a constitutional republic. They thought they had this locked. And they're shocked. They're shocked that the Senate stood up to them and that they couldn't manipulate the Senate no matter what they did. It doesn't represent the American people. Of course it represents the American people. It doesn't represent the special interests of the radical left. That's what Obama's pissed off about. He used the props of the people from the victims of the children, the school shooting, used them as props nakedly, disgraceful. And he spreads lies about the legislation. And then he attacks the Senate for doing their job, which is checks and balances. You know, checks and balances. He doesn't like being checked and balanced. He wants no checks and balances. So now that happens, and I'll tell you what else happens today, all in one day. They release the immigration bill. A congressman who wrote it says it's worse than we thought. Do you know what is in this 844-page bill? It legalizes the relatives of the illegals and all those previously deported. In other words, Rubio is a stooge. Rubio is a shame. Rubio is an ice cream man who they gave a big job to be a front for the lobbyists who pushed this through. And the damn bill is amnesty. Rubio's a liar, like the rest of them. It takes more than an O on the end of a name to trick me. Rubio, a big hero of the Republican Party. If Rubio's going to suddenly bring in 30 million illegal aliens, and we're supposed to believe suddenly they're going to vote for American interests. Are you crazy? All these things happen today. Senate kills gun deal. Obama, Feinstein, Biden, Bloomberg, Cuomo go crazy because they thought that they ran the country. They cannot believe that they couldn't buy the vote. They couldn't believe the American people stood up to them. Then the immigration bill is released, and one of the congressmen who wrote it is shocked to see what they packed it with. Representative Lamar Smith, immigration bill worse than we thought, legalizes relatives and previously deported individuals. In other words, even those previously deported are going to come back in at the front of the line. Smith says it's hard to believe, but the Senate immigration bill is worse than we thought. Despite assurances the border is not secured there before almost everyone in the country illegally is given amnesty, the bill guarantees there will be a rush across the border to take advantage of massive amnesty. Can you believe this? In addition to most of, they say 11 million, I say 30 million illegal immigrants already in the country, the bill offers to legalize the relatives of illegal immigrants outside the U.S. Did you listen to that, what I just said to you? And even others who have already been deported back home. So current immigration laws are shredded. This is what the Gang of Eight did behind the scenes. This is what Schumer and Rubio the Stooge did to you behind the scenes. Can you believe this? Now let's go back to the Boston bombing. Main story. Boston bombing, number one story. Biggest story of my life. We have a news story and a name on the Ryson letters where no one died. We have deaths and maiming in Boston. We have no news and no name on the Boston bomber, even though there was supposed to be a press conference three times today, pulled back by the FBI. We're going to find out who did it. Somebody in the Boston PD is going to release this through some surreptitious sources. It's going to come out. Somebody's going to stand up for their integrity, and they're going to say, the hell with it, I don't care what happens. I can't take this anymore. We're living in a dictatorship under this Obama and Rasputin. We're not going to let Rasputin do this to us. Someone in the Boston PD was about to release this. And Obama said, no, you can't. Tie it to the Saudi foreign minister, or if you wish. It sure makes it like a lock and key to me if I was writing a novel. After all, you have to forgive me for getting excited today. And you have to discount what I say. After all, I don't work for one of the major news outlets. I'm not a journalist. So you have to rely upon your good journalists for your information. Good journalists like John King, Wolf Blitzer, Megyn Kelly, Brett Baer, all of the great journalists of our time are who you have to lean upon to get your real facts from. Don't ask me. I'm just an ordinary citizen looking from the outside in. But if you put the pieces together to this ordinary citizen, it looks like a massive cover-up on the order of Greece in the 1960s. Everything that we were told would happen to this country under a right-wing dictatorship is happening under a left-wing dictatorship. Everything we were warned would happen if the right wing ever took over America by the radical leftists, is happening now that the radical leftists have taken over. And I'll tell you something else. Remember a movie back 30 years ago by Francis Ford Coppola, a radical leftist himself? Coppola, great filmmaker, but politically extremely leftist like all of them. He did a movie called The Conversation about the government listening in on ordinary citizens. Remember? And it was like, oh, the liberals were like, oh, my God. Oh, look, there's a government agent with headphones listening to you. Oh, that's terrible. Around the clock, evil government listening to your conversations. Now speed the clock forward, Francis. It's the year 2013, and your president, your party, your liberals, your Democrats are doing it on steroids. And you're drinking your wine like Don Corleone up there in Napa County. You're falling down in your vineyard.
like Don Corleone with the sheets in the wind. Because you're four sheets to the wind, like all of you leftists are. All of you leftists are four sheets to the wind. You don't even see what you've done to this country. You don't even want to know what you've done to this country. This left-wing fascist dictatorship that is emerging right in front of your eyes is a result of your propaganda. And, my friends, just as I said to you for the all the years I've done radio, a microbe does not discriminate. A microbe does not discriminate. Doesn't matter whether you're a good leftist or whatever. Doesn't matter what your skin color is, your sexual orientation. Microbes don't discriminate. They will attack you no matter what your orientation is. And it's the same with fascism. Fascism does not discriminate. You go back to the French Revolution. When the guillotine started falling, at first everyone cheered because the heads that were falling from the guillotines were those of the rich, the 1%. Those are the heads in the baskets. And the crowds cheered as they saw the blood and the heads in the baskets. But soon they ran out of the rich. They ran out of the aristocrats. But the machines were thirsty. The guillotines were thirsty for more heads and more blood. And so what happened next was Robespierre and his left-wing pals started to blame each other. And they accused each other. And soon their heads were rolling. And before the guillotines were finished, virtually everyone's head had fallen to the guillotine until the guillotines became silent. And that's what happens when you get an out-of-control, radical, revolutionary administration, whether it be in France, Greece, or the United States. So what does that have to do with today's news? Well, you put it together. I'm sure you can think it through. I'm sure anyone listening to this show could put A to B to C to D to D to do. Boston, Alan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. I'm not a paranoid sort of person, but I've listened to you for a long time, and it gets pretty scary when you start to see, you start to think about the worst thing, and then you wake up the next day and you see it unfolding in front of your eyes. I'm just wondering.
You mean like a conspiracy? Where did the arrest that was supposed to come up, where did it go? How would it? Here it is now. Here's the puppet. Here's no puppet. Here it is. Here's the FBI. No FBI. Where is it?
They had a suspect. The local Bostonian tackled the guy. The guy got arrested. What the heck is the story now? How come it drops off the face of the earth? And, I mean, it's ridiculous. What next, Michael? I mean, I try to tell people that, okay, this guy got in without a thorough background check. He got put into office. He was running for office before, a few weeks before he even knew he was running for office. So, obviously, anything is possible. So, I mean,
You mean our esteemed leader? Are you talking about our esteemed leader?
None other than. I have to thank you for a voice, one of your proteges.
554-7282. Hiya on WABC. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you are bingo on target. This is Benghazi, healthcare, guns, immigration. It is distortions, delays, lies, smoking mirrors. He's a master of deceit, this Obama.
Well, he's not such a master of deceit if it's all over the internet with the pictures of guys with black backpacks and headphones marching around before the bombing. I mean, what kind of deceit? Somehow these pictures leaked. There's 2 million people who've seen the pictures. By the morning, it'll be 20 million.
Yeah, but he's crippling America by refusing to let good people do their jobs.
Yes, he is the most deceitful president, the most divisive president in American history. But this is not to be a shock to you. If I wrote trickle-up poverty, trickle-down tyranny, if I wrote those books and I spent 300 pages with references showing you his background at Columbia, showing you that he's planned to do what he's doing, this plan has been in place. It's a long-term plan of a certain group. You have to understand how socialism works. It's right in front of your eyes what's going on.
Michael?
Yes.
The Nazi Party was the Nazi socialist.
Well, I wouldn't jump to Nazi because it's not the correct analogy. No, it's not the Nazi Party. It's the CPUSA. It's the international CPUSA. This is the long-term dream of the Communist Party USA. This is exactly what they would do if they took power. This is what they're doing now that they have seized power. And you've seen nothing yet. Oh, we can still talk about this. You realize how free we are today with Robespierre in the White House, Robespierre is on the ropes. Yeah, that's right. Robespierre is on the ropes. He's liable to lose his job as a result of failing the big guy. Because Robespierre couldn't pull the wool over everyone's eyes with this story. They lost on the gun thing. They're going to lose on the immigration thing. Rubio's going to go down in flame. Rubio's going to be an ice cream man in Miami before this is over. You'll hear him with bells and a good humor cart with a bicycle attached to it before this is over. Where'd they get this guy from? It's like that movie with Peter Sellers. They took a gardener and made him like president. That's with Rubio. Unbelievable to me. What a stooge he is for the establishment. But nevertheless, guns down. Immigration down. But the Boston cover-up is the biggest story. Good, big story. Saudi minister comes this afternoon. Suddenly, there's no discussion of who the perpetrator might be, meaning the suspect, right? But we have now, they're going to march out the white guy from Mississippi who mailed the ricin packages. I'm glad they caught the schmuck. Great. No one died. Meanwhile, you have people without legs, maimed, dead. Boston, no arrests. No arrests. Why? They had the guy. They arrested someone in the hospital. It was all over the news. We had it on the other day. There were guys with machine guns guarding him. They said there was a Saudi national in the hospital. Now what? Where'd he go? Well, Obama meets with Saudi foreign minister, was not on a public schedule. FBI pulls press conference. I think any mystery novel writer could put this one together. Right? Or not? KSFO, Matt, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm wondering what you think the liberal media's endgame is by purporting by ignoring the fact that they had the Saudi national in custody, and I guess by implication, like they always do, purporting that it's some white crazy person. What is their endgame? Because these are all white people reporting this story.
What you can't understand, what your mind can't grasp, is a suicidal liberal's mental state. Is that what you're basically saying? You can't understand why people would literally commit race suicide. I don't know how else to put it. Guys like Chris Matthews, for example, pretend that they're not old white guys. Every day of the week, they get up and attack old white guys, and they think that people look at them like, oh, they're one of them? Well, what are they doing? Who do they think they're feeding? What mob are they appealing to? Who are they appeasing? Do they think everyone suddenly thinks that they're not old white guys? You're asking me a question for which there's only one answer. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And most of these news people are naive. Most of them are drug addicts, whether it be Prozac, like compounds. I can guarantee you they're not hired unless they're weak, mentally weak. They never go to journalism school unless they're incapable of anything else. Who do you think goes to J school? Whoever goes to J school, but people who can't do anything else. It's a step below poli-sci, is journalism. So you already have weak-minded people going into the field called journalism. That's number one. And then number two, there's a screening process. If they show any backbone, they're screened out. And then, of course, what you have left is what you have left. This is what you have now. You have useful idiots. You have a government media complex that I wrote about and spoke about in 1998. And when we lost the press, we lost the country. But it's not over yet. It's not over yet because they could not jam through the gun bill, and Obama was stunned. Bloomberg was stunned. Feinstein was fuming. Cuomo was moaning. Reid was mocking. Next, the immigration bill comes out. You haven't even seen it yet. It's 844 pages. According to the Drudge Report, it would take 3 days to read nonstop before Friday morning hearing. They dumped the bill on a Wednesday, hoping that the congressional people in Congress wouldn't even have time to read what's in it. And then we find out that the bill, amongst other things, the immigration bill, is amnesty. It legalizes all the relatives of anyone here. You hear this? That means, let's say they say it's 11 million. Why do you think I've been saying 30 million? Because I know it would be 30 million. If you legalize 11 million, which is a ludicrous figure, how do they know it's 11 million? How do they know it's 11 million people? Where do they get that number from? 11 million, 11 million, 11 million. How do they get the 11 million? If they know there's 11 million, they know their names. How could they know their names? So it's not 11 million. It's a guess. But let's say it's 11 million. So now it legalizes their relatives. That means, what, how many relatives? 10 of them? Bring them all in? Hasta la vista. Hasta la mañana. Hasta la victoria siempre. Bring them all in. Bring in 3, 4, 5, 6. How many? I don't know. So 6 times 11 is 66 million. 3 times 11 is 33 million. 4 times 11 is 44 million. This is what Rubio, the ice cream man, has done to America. This is what McCain, well, McCain, we know what he is. We know McCain is a brainwashed parrot. That we know. Schumer is an evil demagogue. That we know. Rubio's never fooled me. Not after the beginning. I liked him in the beginning. I liked him at the Republican National Convention. And then I saw who he was. A setup guy. They thought because he was had a Hispanic from Cuba, suddenly he's going to bring in 10 million voters for the Republican Party. Oh, he's a good one of them. Oh, we're going to vote for. Are you crazy? It doesn't work that way. Most immigrant groups remain Democrat for the rest of their lives until the fourth generation, the third or fourth generation. I will give you 3 examples. The Irish, largely liberals. The Jews, they come in here poor. Many of the Jewish people have made great lives for themselves. They act as though that they're immigrants at Ellis Island. They still think that they're marching in solidarity with the illegal aliens from Mexico. They think that they're on Ellis Island. I'll be right back.
Join. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have devolved into a third world nation under the Obama administration, not only with regard to the economics of the nation, but with regard to the politics of the nation. News and name, a Rison arrest. No news, no name on Boston bomber. 3 FBI conferences canceled today. Now, here's the latest news. This just came out minutes ago, which to me puts the whole thing in context. I'm almost sad to report it. I spent 90 minutes yesterday with a former PLO terrorist on this show who's become a Christian, who basically blew the lid on the Saudi terror connection, because we were all told there was a Saudi national in the hospital in Boston being guarded by machine gun toting cops. Remember that? You forgot that already? Covered up today with the male exotic dancer story from NBC. Covered up with the latest. Remember there was a Saudi in the hospital, the first suspect, guarded by machine gun toting cops? It just came out he's going to be deported immediately. So now let's put a few things together. Saudi foreign minister flies in, unannounced, to the United States of America. FBI cancels the news conference. The suspect in the hospital is not going to be questioned any further, if he was questioned at all. He's going to be ferreted out of the nation, probably on the Saudi official airplane. And that's the end of the story. As they put together a fake a perpetrator or perpetrators, as they fabricate who did it. So why? See, let's take that line of remember, I'm not a journalist. I want to be very clear. I'm proud to tell you I'm not a journalist. I was too intelligent to go to journalism school, and so I never went to J school. Not only would I have not gotten in, I wouldn't have survived more than about a day, but I'm not a journalist. I am an observer and a commentator just like you. So let's use our common sense. Let's put 3 and 3 together and come up with 6. Let's put 11 times 3 together and come up with 33 million illegal aliens. Let's put 11 times 4 together and come up with 44 million illegal aliens about to be legalized by Marco Rubio, the ice cream man. Let's put together the fact that today Obama gets slaughtered on the gun deal, killed by the Senate. Senate kills gun deal, bang, Obama gets angry, Feinstein gets angry, Bloomberg rages, Biden cries, Cuomo complains, Reid mocks, and Obama cannot believe his gun-grabbing agenda, as mild as it has become, got derailed. Now he's going to get derailed on the immigration thing. Why do you think they don't want the suspects in the Boston bombing to be foreign nationals? Can you not follow the playbook here? What would that do to Obama's agenda where he wants to bring in 45, 50 million illegal aliens? Yeah, 11 million. What does that mean? They don't know what the number is, but now we find out today that in it legalizes all their relatives. That's what they put in the bill. That's what Schumer, your friend, that lying fool, puts in the right to bring in all your relatives and previously deported illegal aliens. I swear to God, this is like a desire to destroy the country. Wreck it. Destroy it. This is not a bill. It's not an immigration bill. This is a plan, a demolition derby, to destroy the country once and for all, from which it can never recover. I can guarantee you that immigration bill will not pass. I can guarantee it. if the Senate can find the cojones to blow up the gun deal, they're never going to pass this immigration bill. Never. The people are going to go crazy in this country if they realize their country is about to be stolen from them by this Gang of Eight. So let's go back to the Boston story. Three times today, the FBI was going to have a hearing, right? The bombing, we see images of the people of interest. We see them. They're on the Alex Jones website. For some reason, they're nowhere else. There's been 2 million people who've seen them. Two or three of them are a dark skin carrying big black backpacks with headphones on before the bombing. Then you see them walking away before the bombing. One or two of them are of Caucasian descent, so it seems. So what is this about? Some of them have Navy SEAL logos on their caps. What? Starts today with poor John King, who looks like a nice guy of CNN, losing all credibility whatsoever. Okay, play clip one so they see what went on today. Clip one. That's clip one. That's a zero and a one. If you put zero
on with you now, I want to report some breaking news information from two sources, which tells me they believe they do have a significant breakthrough in the investigation.
Just recap precisely what we know and what we don't know as we await what we expect later today to be a formal news conference by FBI, local law enforcement, the mayor, the governor, and others.
And we believe that briefing will now be at 5 p.m. Eastern time. It was originally scheduled to be at 1 p.m. They delayed it, and I'm told the reason they delayed it is because of this significant change and breakthrough in the investigation.
We're hearing about one individual right now, one arrest, no understanding really, even though this vague description of brown skin, whether foreign or domestic.
We are now told that arrest has been made, but these are all great questions.
Two senior administration officials and another federal official. There's not somebody in custody or arrested. There was a misunderstanding and lots of
a misunderstanding. Yeah, right. Okay, knock it off. This is your propaganda ministry at work. That's what you're listening to. In totalitarian dictatorships, there's a propaganda ministry, which is what the mainstream media has become. Propaganda ministry. Read your Orwell. All of you leftists who warned us about what would happen when a dictatorship emerged, you did it to us. But suddenly you're all four sheets to the wind. You don't even recognize what you've done to the country. And if you did, you'd have to look at yourself in the mirror and hate yourself, which you already do. So take another Prozac and drink more of your Dom Perignon or whatever you're drinking up there in Napa County. I doubt that you're drinking Dom Perignon. You're probably drinking some swill, some bad Merlot, which is all you're worth anyway. Nevertheless, here we are. Here we are. Four times today, there was going to be a press conference and a release. So now we have to go to the Internet. We go to the Internet and we see the pictures of guys marching around backpacks, black backpacks. It's there for you. The photos are there on several websites. Now, 2 million people have seen them. You haven't. Why haven't you seen them? Why is it not in the front page of the New York Times? Why is it not the front page of the New York Post? Well, the Post, as you know, is owned by News Corp. News Corp owns Fox News. News Corp owns the Post. News Corp is 90% owned by a Saudi prince. So you put an X through Fox News. That you understand. So why not the Daily News? Why? Well, New York Times, you don't even ask why. That's a given. Daily News is into exploitation. Why don't they show the picture? Well, they're a left-wing newspaper, but still in all, they might sell some papers if they showed these pictures of the Boston bombing culprits. They're all over the Internet now. 2 million people. You imagine how many newspapers they could sell? There they are. Husky gentleman wearing the backpack and then putting the backpack down. Then you follow the panel. And then you see the backpack later on mashed. So what is this all about? Who's covering this up? So what happened in Boston with the press conferences? We're trying to figure it out. We're the little people. We're the peons in America. We're not as smart as the great newsmen of America today, the great news girls. We don't have their intelligence or brains. So we have to think amongst ourselves. We little people, we peons. So let us try in our own way with our little pea brains to put two and two together, boys and girls, and let's in our own way struggle to find the truth as best we can. And so let's put two and two together. They start in the morning with, there's going to be a news conference at 2 p.m., and they're going to show us the pictures. Everyone's waiting, the whole world, not just you. Everyone in the world, except Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spatz, and Spielberg, they're not interested in this because they actually are writing a script for Axelrod. I'm sure it's being written in Hollywood by a scriptwriter, how to handle the morons out there. So everyone in the world wants to see the pictures because it's human curiosity. Who did this horrible thing? They'd like to hang them. They like mob justice. They like to take them and put them, four horses should pull them apart, whoever did this to human beings. So they're waiting. The mob is waiting. The mob is milling about. The mob is drinking herbal tea. The mob is talking. The mob is nervous. The mob is waiting. FBI says, no, we're canceling it. We're going to do it later. Now the mob goes out for Indian food, gets indigestion. They don't know what to do. We're going to have it now at 8 o'clock. So the mob doesn't know what to. Now they're drinking coffee. They're going off to herbal tea. Now they go for a burger because they can't take it anymore. They had hell with it. They blow their diet off. Now they're eating burgers and fries. Now there's grease on their finger. Now it's 8 o'clock at night. FBI says, we cancel it again. Now, later in the day, we see in the Drudge Report that the Saudi foreign minister flew in and talked to their president. I mean, our president. I mean, their president. I mean, our president. I mean, whoever's president he may be today or tomorrow. And suddenly we read, minutes ago, we just heard this, that the suspect, the Saudi suspect, is leaving the country. He's no longer a suspect. He's being, quote, deported. What? So what actually happened? Well, again, since we're not smart enough to know what happened. We're the deltas in this great game. Axelrod's the alpha. Obama's the alpha. Hillary's the alpha. Katzenberger's the alpha. We're the deltas in the brave new world. So we deltas are going to think about this ourselves. So let's in our own way put our heads together, deltas. Let's see if we can figure this out. The deltas in the Boston Police Department had the suspect. They were going to have a press conference. They were going to show the world who did this to us. It was going to be another 9/11 under Obama's watch. It was going to derail both his gun bill, which got derailed anyway, and his immigration proposal, which would have been the death of America. So what happens is the feds step in and say, no, you won't. No press conference from the Boston PD. Boston PD says, go to hell. They say, oh, yeah, let me show you what happens. You have that conference. We pull your anti-terrorism money. We pull your armored vehicles. We never share information with you again. Moreover, we'll arrest you under the Patriot Act for violating law number 1933 or whatever that Axelrod wrote last night on a piece of toilet paper. And you're going to jail. That's what they told the cops. No pension, no more cop barbecues, nothing. You're out of business. So the Boston PD is dummied up now. They have no capacity to go public with what they have. So the FBI now three times jerks us around and they disappear. They disappear. And the American people take this for a country. The American people believe they're living in a democracy. The American people don't want to accept what they see in front of their eyes. Can you put two and two together, deltas? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices. Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you'll get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, and if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com, where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Plus, free cordless upgrades on many of their most popular products now. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Go to Blinds.com.
American Vision Windows, here's their special spring offer. free installation, a free sound package upgrade with triple strength glass and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing triple fin weather stripping. That's up to a $2,000 value. Brian Sussman here to remind you that your old aluminum windows let in dust and pollen and noise. This sound package is the latest in technology, complete with double and triple offset glass. Increase the value and the beauty of your home inside and out with energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows from American Vision Windows, just like I've done. Architecturally designed for beauty, over 30,000 extremely satisfied customers, a full line of energy-efficient products for the home at AmericanVisionWindows.com. The phone number, 888-392-4343. Call them, 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The fiscal cliff, continuing resolutions, sequestration, hey, they're all a reality. So how are these new economic policies going to affect us? Join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, April 23rd in Livermore, or Thursday, the 25th in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. What's the best way to plan for your retirement? Again, Tuesday, the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn in Livermore, or Thursday, April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Center in Lafayette, both at 7 p.m. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Re-energize your commute at Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. Now, save gas, save money, go green in a new hybrid Chevy Volt from Boardwalk Chevrolet. Choose from over 40 volts in stock, now from a shockingly low $259 a month. Plus tax to lease for 36 months. A 2013 Chevy Volt, just $259 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Includes first month payment, zero security deposit, plus tax title and fees. Plus, you get an additional $1,500 California clean vehicle rebate. With a Volt from Boardwalk Chevrolet, you get an HOV lane sticker so your commute's a breeze. And many Silicon Valley employers have special convenient parking spaces for hybrids. So see the number 6 Volt dealer in the entire U.S., Boardwalk Chevrolet, off 101 and Whipple in Redwood City, or online at GoBoardwalk.com. Closed and leased based on 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents each additional mile on approved credit to highly qualified customers. 5 at this payment. Chevrolet, find new roads at GoBoardwalk.com.
On the next morning show, the latest on the Boston bombing and the Ryson letters. Plus, we're going to hold their feet to the fire on immigration. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Oh, opa. They'll be dancing in the aisles. You need ouzo to get through the day. Is it any wonder the Greeks used to drink that swill? Their world was such a mess of revolution, counter-revolution, government lies, government bombs, government murders, people snatched off the streets. Is it any wonder that the Greeks drank their ouzo and played such beautiful music? And look at us here in America. Right in front of our eyes. Right in front of our eyes, they're doing this to us. And yet the Senate still operates. This creaky, creaky democracy of ours, it worked. The Senate killed the gun deal because most Americans didn't want it. Only 4% of Americans, according to the Gallup poll, only 4% of Americans think gun control is an important problem. Yet Obama, Bloomberg, Feinstein, Biden, Cuomo, Reid, and the other gun-grabbing left-wing fanatics were foaming at the mouth. They lost. Why? Because the creaky democracy, the creaky participatory democracy spoke against these tyrants. Now they dump an immigration bill today, 844 pages, the Gang of Eight, not the Crips, not the Bloods, but the McCain-Schumer gang. We don't know what to call them. We'll give them another name soon. Another gang, different gang, far more dangerous than other gangs for what they're going to do to this country. The Gang of Eight drops an 844-page bill. It would take 3 days to read nonstop before Friday morning hearing, says the Drudge Report. And what's in the bill? Immediately we learn that the bill would not only legalize all the illegals here, but all their relatives
even if they're out of the country. I can't believe what I'm looking at. And Rubio, the ice cream man, is held up by some idiots in the media as some great hero. I don't understand this. How can they buy this Rubio nonsense? He's a stooge. A stooge they found with a Hispanic last name. Suddenly he's a great man. Unbelievable to me. And this is all going on in one day. I get this from the fellow who was on the show the other night. Yes, FBI does not trust Boston police leaks. John King got set up like a bowling pin. Boston cops were asleep at the switch during the marathon, so feds took over right away. I heard the FBI is pushing a Tim McVeigh type. They want it to be a white male. Cops feel it was a dark-skinned foreigner. Bad blood between FBI and cops go back to Whitey Bulger. Plus, Obama arrives Boston tomorrow, and the White House did not want dark-skinned male suspect. I'm reading to you what he sent me. Cop told me Gov. D. Val Patrick is running the investigation. They're dying to pin this on a white Tea Party member. I am told they have their suspect following him to see what he turns up. Same time, I just get a report, the Saudi in the hospital, who was the number one suspect, is, quote, being deported. Same day that the Saudi foreign minister flies in on the official Saudi jet, I can guarantee you no one will ever question him again. He'll go right back on that plane. Why? Oh, let's see if we Deltas can figure out why they send the official Saudi Air Force plane to get him. Could he be a member of the Saudi royal family? Well, most of them are. Almost everyone's a member of the Saudi royal family in Saudi Arabia, except the foreign workers. So that's not even a stretch. That's all. So be careful. You could be blamed for it. Tomorrow it could be you. They could blame you for the Boston bombing, even though you were in Oklahoma at the time, climbing a hill. New Jersey, Greg, WABC, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hi, Michael. Two things. First of all, the devices in those pictures are radiation detectors. They were there on a drill and or searching for radiation. Number
two. All right, let's pause. So you looked at the Internet pictures of the guys with the SEALs uniforms, with the black backpacks, with the earphones, and you believe they're radiation detectors?
Absolutely.
Why? What makes you believe that?
They have nothing to do with this. Those are Navy SEALs, and those are radiation detectors. They were there on the job.
But wait, hold on. What gives you that impression? I'm not smart enough to follow this.
Because of my love and my dedication to the Navy SEALs, you could never take a Navy SEAL in this country and turn them against this country ever. Period.
So you're alleging that those are radiation detectors. You don't really know. You're suspecting they are.
I know what I know, and that's as far as I go. But
are you in the military? Just can you give us that much, Greg? We don't know each other. I mean,
Michael, you already solved the question. The Saudi kid, the college kid, is gone out of the country.
Okay. So the Navy SEALs had nothing to do with the bombing. They were there with radiation detectors.
Exactly.
Even though we see them putting down the sacks and walking away from the sacks with the radiation detectors in them. Well, as a good Delta, I would say, gee, thanks for the information. But as kind of a Delta off the reservation here, who was named Savage, by the way, in Brave New World, isn't that odd? How'd that happen?
Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Fire has displaced four residents of a San Jose home. Officials say the three-alarm fire on Ruby Avenue started in the backyard, then spread to the eaves of the home. No one was injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Senator Dianne Feinstein says she's disappointed in today's Senate vote to reject her proposed ban on assault weapons, but she says she always knew it was an uphill battle. Feinstein says the American people are far ahead of their elected officials on the issues, and she will continue to fight for a renewed ban on assault weapons. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 87, Capitol Expressway, San Jose, crash. Left lane is blocked there. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, a new stall being reported in the neighborhood of the metering lights, blocking the right lane. Traffic still slow on the upper deck. Getting into San Francisco, still slow. Northbound 101 from about Marsh Road in Redwood City as you make your way up towards Candlestick Park, scene of a soccer game tonight. I'm Dave Hawks, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
New car?
New Honda Accord, rearview camera and Bluetooth. With hands-free links.
You're so into technology these days, lol.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth Award Mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG, Inc., and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 Model Year Residual Value Award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
How do you choose the right replacement window? On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, from what I understand, poor quality vinyl windows have a lot of problems.
There's a misconception that vinyl is the best modern window material, but vinyl is just another word for plastic. Most builders-grade vinyl windows we replace are less than 10 years old. There's stacks of these things in the landfill. Our windows are custom-built from our patented Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl. Ron, Fibrex windows last, so you'll replace your windows just once.
Is it true you guys don't provide estimates? You actually provide something even better?
Estimates change. Customers want a price they can count on. During your free window diagnosis, we measure your windows, listen to your needs, and go over all the style and color options. Then we give you not an estimate, but a to-the-penny price quote that's good for one full year.
Now, what about that special that Renewal by Anderson has going on?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Great. Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just five windows, and that sixth window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this?
Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The despair and the dismay of families standing out there whose safety we need to protect, and we don't do it. I am really chagrined and concerned. Anybody cares, vote at least to prospectively ban the manufacture, the sale, the importation of military stuff.
Plain and simple, an excuse. Because the opponents can't argue against the substance, they come up with this fear-mongering tactic that this will lead to registration.
Hoopa! Pass the Uzo. Uzo. Warning, this is the Savage Nation. Truth be told, truth to power. This is not science fiction you're witnessing in America right now. This is the master manipulation of a Rasputin, unlike any we've ever seen in the modern history of this country. It is though Rasputin is running the United States of America. How could they get away with this Boston massacre and flying a Saudi suspect out of the country? If there was a legitimate press corps, this would never be going on. Impossible. The press would be running around the clock right now with bold headlines. Government spiriting suspect out of country. Every news channel would be screaming, demanding answers. They'd be outside the White House gates. Hordes of the news people would be outside the gates. Megyn Kelly is doing her nails, having her hair done. Leprechaun is polishing his shillelagh. Wallbanger is sharpening up the staple gun. I am not a journalist. Thank God. I wasn't as dumb as the only friend I had who went to journalism school. He couldn't get into mortuary school, so he chose J school. But that's what you have today. Now go to the Drudge Report, and you'll see the pictures I've been talking about. I don't know what the reason is, but they're there. You have to just click on it. Top of the Drudge Report. Mystery photos rock the internet. So click, and it goes to the Alec Jones website. Paul Joseph Watson, Boston bombing culprits identified? It's had 2 million hits so far. You haven't seen them yet because it's not in the local newspaper. May never be in the local newspaper. God knows if these won't be taken down by the government. There's men with backpacks, hats, headphones. Some of them have Navy SEAL logos, as we said earlier. No one can put two and two together. Either it was a training mission that went bad, or they had nothing to do with it, or they were wearing Navy SEAL uniforms and they were not theirs, you know, like a cover-up. How were they allowed to wander around with Navy SEAL logos on and not be stopped by the Boston PD or the other? I don't get it. Now, see, all you want to know, who are they? Go look at the pictures, that's all. Now, I'm going to read something from the bottom of the link from the InfoWars thing, because if this does happen, then we'll know we're finished. If it doesn't happen, then we'll know it's just a conspiracy theory. How's that? We Deltas have to do the best we can to put things together in an age of no news media, right? So Deltas, follow me now. On the bottom of that series of pictures that I just mentioned to you, here's what it says. Warning, laws being written to screw you. Man writes, anonymous. I work on a security commission, and I've just received word to start campaigning on a campaign we've been working on for the last 2 months, and now it all makes sense. I'll keep it as short as I can. They're going to pin this event on a male, late teens to early 20s, and say he did it because he's unstable. They're going to find firearms and an NRA book in his home. They're going to say he used reloading powder for the explosion, and that reloading powder shouldn't be for sale to the public. They are then going to say that because the powder in ammunition can be used for explosions, that the number of rounds you can buy should be limited and taxed to help pay for these events. He then writes, I can't do anything or I'll lose my job and possibly face criminal charges. Please don't let them get away with it. They won't find the suspect till later this week, and the raid is issued. It is issued to occur on Friday. This was a staged event, he writes. The people heard are real, but the event was planned. Don't let them hurt our rights. I'm at work, so I used a copy of a picture from another thread. Also, please don't mention me. You'll seriously hurt me. Signed, anonymous. So if they arrest someone on Friday, and then you hear blasting powder, I'd say you get your passports oiled up, and you leave for where? Saudi Arabia? Maybe you have more rights in Russia than you have in America right now. I don't know. Nobody knows what to do under this regime. We don't know what the Capo regime is capable of tomorrow. We know that the Capo is pissed today. We know he's absolutely angry. Did you hear the Capo's remarks today? Because he couldn't swing the Senate in his favor? Listen to clip 15. Here's the Capo di tutta copy. Listen, in 15. 15.
Senators 15. Voted yes to protecting more of our citizens with smarter background checks. But by this continuing distortion of Senate rules, a minority was able to block it from moving forward.
I don't think you understand what this man just said to you. They used the Senate rules as they are, and they blocked the gun registration bill. And he has a nerve to say by distortion of Senate rules. Now, either this man is warped or more dangerous than even you think he is. It's unbelievable to me. So let's take your calls right now. KSFO, Gail, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, my question is, or comment is, if the Boston police were being bullied by the feds to not come out today on their press conference in fear of losing funding, wouldn't it make sense to come out and say it? We want the public to know.
You mean why wouldn't the Boston PD come out and do it after they were warned? We're running on a theory that the Fed stepped in and stopped the Boston PD from releasing information. That's the theory we're running on, right? So you're saying, well, why didn't they do it anyway? Isn't that what you're asking?
Do it anyway. To hell with them. Do it anyway.
Well, because there's a lot at stake. Remember what a policeman does and who he answers to and how it works. It's a military organization. Police departments are paramilitary organizations, and there's a chain of command. No one's a lone wolf in a police department. They don't last a day. So they're soldiers. They follow orders. The higher up, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, all the way up the chain. Anyone breaks ranks, they find out within 2 seconds what happens to someone who breaks ranks. Like in any paramilitary or military organization, they don't last very long. So no man wants to throw his career away. Anyone who's gone into the police department wants his pension or wants his job. He's not willing to risk it. Now take that all the way up the chain. And that's why there is such a regimentation within such paramilitary and military organizations. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, now let's go to the next step. According to this supposition, which is all it is, supposition. I'm not a journalist. I'm not saying this is fact. I want to be very clear. But I wouldn't say it's a conspiracy theory. That would be ludicrous. What, your reasoning is now a conspiracy theory? Thinking is now a conspiracy? So let's just think together. Boston says they're going to have an announcement. It's called off. FBI says we're going to have an announcement at 5 o'clock Eastern. They call it off 3 times. Saudi National is now in the hospital. He's going to be deported, quote unquote. The same day, Saudi foreign minister flies in on a Saudi official 747, and they're going to take him back probably on that plane. What picture do you put together with that little narrative?
Something's amiss.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
But I'll bet you voted for him, right? Something's amiss, but you voted for him because you live in San Francisco. You thought he was an honest, nice guy.
No. I'm a Tea Partier. We're one of the rare.
Okay, I wouldn't know that. I don't know anymore who voted for what.
Yeah, we did not vote for him last time or this time.
Well, I don't think you're going to have to ever vote for him again because I still suspect, given that this is only the first quarter of the second regime, term of this regime, they're probably going to pass some attempt to eliminate term limits. And this man could be president for life. I know he's crazy. All right, so I'm crazy. I do the best I can because I'm not a journalist. I can only go so far in my suppositions and thinking. I mean, if I were a legitimate journalist like John King, I would be having press conferences. I'd be going to the correspondents' dinner. I'd have tuxedos in my closet. See, I have a tuxedo on my soul. I don't have a tuxedo on my body. I wear like clothes that I've had for 10 years. Inside of a tuxedo on my soul, but that's the best I can do. Why did I call my book Trickle Down Tyranny? Why? Well, anyone who listens to my show knows that I choose my words carefully. I do exhaustive research and I consider all the evidence. So when I tell you that Obama is a tyrant with a relentless desire to undermine our country, I actually mean what I say, and I know what I'm talking about. And I've told you to read Trickle Down Tyranny. I'm telling you to read it. It's in there. Like King George III, Obama has become a despot, trampling on the rights of individuals and state governments. If you look back to the words of 1776 and the facts of 2011, they hit you right in the face. So, what are you going to do about it? He is the president, after all. There's checks and balances. So he just got checked today and balanced, and he didn't like it. He said they distorted the Senate rules. So what is he and Rasputin going to do about a group of renegade senators who they say distorted Senate rules? Well, they'll have to think tonight. They'll have to burn the midnight oil with the mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law will figure, Madame Defarge, along with Rasputin and along with the president, will figure out now what to do to the evil senators who didn't go along with the program. The evil senators who they said distorted the Senate rules. There must be some punishment that they can find from the past that may not apply in America, but it doesn't matter. A lot of things don't apply in America anymore that are being applied in America right now. You see, in Obama's America, as it was in Lenin's Russia, certain people are given favored treatment based on their standing and influence with the government. I mean, we're all familiar with the Obamacare exemptions, which grant waivers from complying with the law to more than 1,000 of these favored corporations and labor unions. You don't know anything about that. You don't know that nearly 20% of the 204 waivers approved in April 2011 were granted to, quote, gourmet restaurants, nightclubs, and fancy hotels in Pelosi's district in California. Fully half of all the people covered by the waivers are members of labor unions. You didn't read about that in the San Francisco Chronicle, did you? You didn't read about that in the New York Times, did you? Like today, they released a bill. The new bill that the tyrant released today, written by the so-called Gang of Eight Stooges, is the immigration reform bill. And in it, you're shocked to learn that they're granting amnesty not only to the 30 million that are here, or 20 million, or 11 million that are here, but all their relatives in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Russia, and China. It says it in the bill. You're given amnesty, and so are all your relatives. Bring them all in. Now, how could a country survive that lets a Gang of Eight do a thing like this to them? How? It's absolutely impossible to believe McCain. Schumer, I could expect anything from. But McCain, who fought for the country, how could he do this to you? Well, I've long seen, you know, the Stockholm syndrome in him. He's actually a sad man. He looks dumb and sad, incidentally. He looks to me like he's a sad character. He looks like a Manchurian candidate. He acts like a Manchurian candidate. He acts like a Stockholm syndrome case. So from him, I expect it, but I feel bad for him. Schumer is demonic. Schumer scares me to the core. He's demonic. He wrote it. Rubio is a stooge. Tyranny of Obama's Radical Accomplices, Chapter 5, Trickle Down Tyranny. I have to read this to you. Red October 2011, Obama's Communist Revolution. It's actually in a book printed in America, Trickle Down Tyranny? How could that be? Well, it got published. October 2011 marked the emergence into the public eye of the second Bolshevik Revolution, this one in the United States of America, egged on by our first communist president. I wrote that. I believe it. Well, why would I write a thing like that? Why would the publisher put it out? It must be a crackpot right-wing publisher. Oh, wait a minute. It's William Morrow. Can't be. You've seen the indications of this revolution. The Occupy Wall Street mob of young, indoctrinated, anti-capitalist students and other malcontents. The gangs of union thugs trashing the Wisconsin Capitol in the spring of 2011. The flash mobs of disaffected youth using cell phones and social media to organize raids to steal merchandise from American small businesses. When I tell you that Obama supports all of these mob actions, that he wants to use them to hasten the overthrow of the American government, you'd better listen. Our way of life is in jeopardy. I'll explain it to you. I got to read another paragraph because I can't believe I actually wrote this. I forgot I wrote this. First, the people who make up Barack Obama's inner circle are lifetime leftist agitators. From David Axelrod to Rahm Emanuel to George Soros, they're proponents of mob rule in order to speed up their plans for assuming power. To hear them tell it, their target is the rich. In fact, the rich have nothing to fear from this administration. And so forth and so on. It's all on in Chapter 5 of Trickle Down Tyranny. You better get it while you can. A damning critique of Obama's devastating policy, says the Washington Times. Yeah, I'm pushing a book. That's right. I'm taking this time to push a book. Why? Because it may be the last chance you have to read the facts. And by the way, there are 30 pages of notes. Notes? A Delta can write notes? Yes, I actually have footnotes and notes. Duh. How could this Neanderthal do that? Well, we hear he has a PhD from Berkeley and he's written 28 books. But that's not possible. He didn't go to the Columbia School of Jerkalism. How did he do this? He's not one of the jerkals out there. You get the picture, don't you? New York City cop calling, quick call, WABC. John, go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, I just had to let you know, our radiation detectors are the size of cell phones. So that other guy that called saying that in the backpacks were radiation detectors, I couldn't let that go.
Good, because it doesn't make sense to me. They look like they were carrying cooking pots in them. I mean, pressure cookers.
No, I haven't seen the pictures, but...
Go to the Drudge Report. There they are. They're big enough to carry a pressure cooker.
Right.
That's all. They're large, heavy backpacks being walked around. Then you see them put them down before the blast, and then they walk away. Well, and then the guy has another one has a big satchel. a big backpack satchel.
Whatever.
Who are these men? Why is the FBI not showing these pictures to us? Attention, be on the lookout. Here are the pictures. If you see these men in Boston or parts north, east, west, close the airports. Why? Why not telling America to catch them? Why?
I think that you're onto something. I think that, there's other things being at play here. That's all.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Don't take anything that I say as the gospel. Understand that although I am a talk show host, I am not a journalist, I'm an observer commentator. Moreover, you can't trust anything I say to you because I'm also a novelist. And as you well know, if you write a novel, you're subject to imaginary things. Abuse of Power was a best-selling novel, and A Time for War just came out. And so the only fiction that you should believe is that put out by Harvey Weinstein, produced by Spielberg, Katzenberg, and Ratzenberg. Only their fiction is to be believed. But even they've done fictional movies about local police departments catching criminal, about to hold a conference, FBI steps in and stops them with threats. We're taking over. You're out of it. No, you're not. Big brawl. They push each other around. FBI threatens to pull, blah, blah, blah. So when Katzenberg does it, it's real. When Savage does it, it's not to be believed. I'll be right back.
Joe, Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Now, let's go to the clip one, and I want you to listen to what went on today.
Wolf, I'm on my way to you now. I want to report some breaking news information from two sources, which tells me they believe they do have a significant breakthrough in the investigation.
Just recap. It's precisely what we know and what we don't know as we await what we expect later today to be a formal news conference by FBI, local law enforcement, the mayor, the governor, and others.
And we believe that briefing will now be at 5 p.m. Eastern time. It was originally scheduled to be at 1 p.m. They delayed it, and I'm told the reason they delayed it is because of this significant change and breakthrough in the investigation.
We're hearing about one individual right now, one arrest, no understanding really, even though this vague description of brown skin, whether foreign or domestic.
We are now told that arrest has been made, but these are all great questions.
Two senior administration officials and another federal official. There's not somebody in custody or arrested. There was a misunderstanding and lots of cross-communications as law enforcement tries to work through what they've got and what the next steps are.
Now, I'll tell you what I suspect went on, and it's only a man speculating. Remember, I am not a reporter. I want to be very clear. Unlike some in the talk radio business who pretend to be journalists or reporters, which unto itself is an oxymoronic phrase in the America of today. I am not a reporter. I'm an observer. I'm a commentator. I'm an American citizen with a certain degree of education and experience, and I tell you what I think is going on. Then you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong or crazy, or you add to it or subtract from it. And you know the phone numbers, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Here's what I think is going on. I believe that the Boston police were going to have a press conference, and they were going to talk about the suspect, and they were stopped by the FBI and the federal government. And that was done because the Saudi foreign minister came here, and something went on over the whatever, you can't do this, doesn't look good, let him out of the country, whatever. That's what I think happened. Now, is this the first time? Well, read any mystery now. How many movies have you seen? How many movies have you idiots seen who doubt every word I say? But you believe movies created by Harvey Weinstein with the same plot I just described to you. You twisted morons out there can't see a conspiracy in front of your eyes, even though it's smashing you in the face. But if it was created for you by Harvey Weinstein or Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, oh, yeah, what a great film. Let's give it an Academy Award. And what is that great film? What's the plot? Local police catch the culprit of a terrorist event. The local police are about to have a press conference showing his picture. The feds step in and threaten them with the following. We'll pull your anti-terrorism money. We'll pull your armored trucks. We'll arrest you for violating the Patriot Act if you have this press conference. We'll make sure you never work again. So then the local police are quieted down, and we hear nothing. Something is wrong. There's bad blood between the federal government and all local police to begin with. That's number one. Ask any cop. Now, number two, and this I just got from a man who I can't tell you about. He lives in the area. He's a reporter. And he said, I heard the FBI is pushing a Tim McVeigh type. Cops in Boston feel it was a dark-skinned foreigner. Bad blood with FBI and cops go back to Whitey Bulger. Plus, Obama arrives tomorrow and White House did not want dark-skinned male suspect. It is a, well, I can't read the words. Cop told me Gov Dave Alpatrick is running the investigation. They are dying to pin this on a white Tea Party member. I am told they have their suspect. Following him, see him, see what he turns up. So it's anyone's guess who is going to get the tail pinned on which donkey. But I can tell you right now that I told you before, there are some suspicious pictures going around that anyone can see, by the way. It's on imgur.com. It's a dump site of pictures, and something is wrong with this picture. Something is very wrong with this picture. There are men walking around with headsets on, with baseball caps, with large black backpacks just before the bombing. Did you hear what I just said to you? Why are we not seeing these pictures? You can see what they look like very clearly. So why are the American people not being shown these pictures? Why are these pictures not in the front of every newspaper in America? America and the world is waiting to see who did this. There's something wrong with the picture. Now, I'll go one step further. One website claims that these men are Navy SEALs. You heard me, because they show logos on their caps and boots with Navy SEAL logos. Now, you say, what? Would the Navy SEALs planted the bombs in the crowd? Well, I'll give you another conspiracy theory. If you want to play chess, you want to play five-way chess? No, the Navy SEALs didn't purposely set the bombs. They were doing a terrorism training event, and they were using literally live rounds to see how far they could get in this setting, and there was an accident, and they went off. That's theory number two. This is the hardest, the craziest day in American news history in my life. CNN comes out and says they have breaking news, that they believe they have a significant breakthrough in the Boston investigation. John King is all excited. They're going crazy. There's a mob outside the courthouse of reporters. The FBI dangles information all day long. They're going to have a new then 8 p.m. Eastern, and they cancel both. Then later they have an arrest, not of the bomber, the Boston bomber, but of some Ryson guy, a white male. And all of a sudden, all the stories of dark-skinned individual Boston bomber are gone. Swept under the rug. Now combine that with this. Unannounced, Obama meets with Saudi foreign minister, not on public schedule. Never heard of. Almost never heard of. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi foreign minister Prince Saud al-Faisal at the White House on Wednesday and discussed the conflict in Syria? You must be kidding me. The meeting was not on Obama's public schedule. The spokesmouth, Caitlin Hayden, said the president joined the meeting between the Saudi official and Obama's national security advisor, blah, blah, blah. So blah, blah, blah. So what did they meet for? Well, you think people are stupid, don't you? You know, Abe Lincoln said you can fool some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. So let me read you some of the comments that the idiots out there are writing. When I say idiots, I put quotes around them because Obama and Axelrod, who is the Rasputin of our administration, Rasputin and Obama think that you're a moron. Let me explain to you. Here's what people wrote. In the blog comments about the AP story, Obama meets with Saudi foreign minister. Here's what the idiots out there wrote. Ha ha. The supporter of suicide bombers, fundamentalist extremists, and mercenary thugs. Right? That's what he said. Weird, considering Saudi national was in custody for the heinous attack on civilians. Syria should be the last thing we're worried about at the moment. Next person blog. Why wouldn't that be on the schedule? Meetings like that aren't last minute. Obama was just firming up the quid pro quo, writes another useful idiot. They send us Muslim Saudi terrorists to bomb civilians at sporting events. Obama sends them hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money. Well, you get the picture. Another person writes, perhaps more in a more measured fashion, maybe it was a Saudi that did this, and Obama is trying to head off any crisis that might come from that. Another one writes, Obama given a broom by Saudi minister and told to sweep evidence under carpet or blame U.S. citizen. So the people are not quite as stupid as Rasputin and Obama think they are. No, it's not a matter of intelligence. It's a matter of common sense. What do you think is going on? 855-407. Have you ever heard anything like this in your life? In your entire life of listening to talk radio, have you ever heard as many false starts as you have today? I haven't. I've never heard as many false starts as I have today. So what's going on? Ted on KSFO San Francisco, fire away. Go ahead, please.
They,
Ted, go ahead.
Not actually these SEALs, but they certainly are wearing clothes that look exactly like clothing that other SEALs are known to have worn. The insignia, the logos, exactly the same. So does that mean these are decoys? Were they actual SEALs that were duped into being there? They were set up. Were they sold out by other elements of their own government? Who knows? But you're right. This is the weirdest day.
Oh, so you saw the pictures I'm referring to, right, Ted?
Yeah, it's on the site of a guy who interviewed you a few weeks ago. I won't say his name.
That's okay. I don't want to push too many people in any one direction. I hear you. Yes, it's starting to emerge. There's 2 million people have seen those pictures, but 200 million people need to see them before we can have a rational conversation. You're not going to see them first on CNN or NBC, are you? You're going to have to see them on sites other than those, the sites that are looked down upon by Rasputin. But why would they be wearing Navy SEAL logos? Why on their caps and on their boots? Why?
Again, maybe it's somebody...
I think the Boston police were going to have a news conference. They were going to disclose who the suspect was. The Fed stepped in, and they said, you do that. We're cutting off anti-terrorism money. We're cutting off your armored cars. We're not sharing any more information with you. Moreover, we'll arrest you under the Patriot Act. That's what we're going to do. I have a feeling we are now at the brink. We're now at the brink of Greece in the 1960s. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hello, this is Rick Oderio. I'm the proud owner of Conklin Brothers Floor Coverings, and I'm here with a nice big tax break for you. It's the Conklin Brothers Nice Big Tax Break Sale. So right now, when you buy new carpet or flooring from Conklin Brothers, we'll pay the sales tax on the entire job. Conklin Brothers has a huge selection from high-end designer styles to value-priced products for every room in your home. And right now, we'll pay the sales tax, not just on the floor covering, but the entire job. Product, padding, installation, glue, grout, and everything. It's the Nice Big Tax Break Sale at Conklin Brothers, where we pay the sales tax, not just on the product, but the entire job. So for quality, guaranteed satisfaction, and a nice big tax break, hurry into Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo. Or visit us online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale, so list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty.
Call her now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, at 831-661-5626 or at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock Identity Theft Alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60. Or call 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. 1-800-307-9831. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
On the next morning show, the latest on the Boston bombing and the Ryson letters. Plus, we're going to hold their feet to the fire on immigration. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
A majority of senators voted yes to protecting more of our citizens with smarter background checks. But by this continuing distortion of Senate rules, a minority was able to block it from moving forward.
What a liar. What a dangerous demagogue this man Obama is. Did you hear what he just said? The Senate killed the gun deal. They killed the gun deal straight up, the way it's supposed to be done. But he's pissed off that he was unable to force it through, as was Feinstein, as was the madman Bloomberg, as was Biden who cried, as was Cuomo who complained. This is unbelievable to me. You see, what happened here is that these people, these tyrants, these mini tyrants, these martinets, are so angry that they actually live in a constitutional republic. They thought they had this locked. And they're shocked. They're shocked that the Senate stood up to them. And that they couldn't manipulate the Senate no matter what they did. It doesn't represent the American people. Of course it represents the American people. It doesn't represent the special interests of the radical left. That's what Obama's pissed off about. He used the props of the people from the victims of the children, the school shooting, used them as props nakedly, disgraceful. And he spreads lies about the legislation. And then he attacks the Senate for doing their job, which is checks and balances, you know, checks and balances. He doesn't like being checked and balanced. He wants no checks and balances. So now that happens, and I'll tell you what else happens today, all in one day. They released the immigration bill. A congressman who wrote it says it's worse than we thought. Do you know what is in this 844-page bill? It legalizes the relatives of the illegals and all those previously deported. In other words, Rubio is a stooge. Rubio is a shame. Rubio is an ice cream man who they gave a big job to be a front for the lobbyists who pushed this through. And the damn bill is amnesty. Rubio's a liar, like the rest of them. It takes more than an O on the end of a name to trick me. Rubio, a big hero of the Republican Party. If Rubio's going to suddenly bring in 30 million illegal aliens, and we're supposed to believe suddenly they're going to vote for American interests. Are you crazy? All these things happen today. Senate kills gun deal. Obama, Feinstein, Biden, Bloomberg, Cuomo go crazy because they thought that they ran the country. They cannot believe that they couldn't buy the vote. They couldn't believe the American people stood up to them. Then the immigration bill is released, and one of the congressmen who wrote it is shocked to see what they packed it with. Representative Lamar Smith. Immigration bill worse than we thought legalizes relatives and previously deported individuals. In other words, even those previously deported are going to come back in at the front of the line. Smith says it's hard to believe, but the Senate immigration bill is worse than we thought. Despite assurances the border is not secured there before almost everyone in the country illegally is given amnesty, the bill guarantees there will be a rush across the border to take advantage of massive amnesty. Can you believe this? In addition to most of, they say 11 million, I say 30 million illegal immigrants already in the country, the bill offers to legalize the relatives of illegal immigrants outside the U.S. Did you listen to that, what I just said to you? And even others who have already been deported back home. So current immigration laws are shredded. This is what the Gang of Eight did behind the scenes. This is what Schumer and Rubio the Stooge did to you behind the scenes. Can you believe this? Now let's go back to the Boston bombing. Main story. Boston bombing, number one story. Biggest story of my life. We have a news story and a name on the Ryson letters where no one died. We have deaths and maiming in Boston. We have no news and no name on the Boston bomber, even though there was supposed to be a press conference three times today, pulled back by the FBI. We're going to find out who did it. Somebody in the Boston PD is going to release this through some surreptitious sources. It's going to come out. Somebody's going to stand up for their integrity, and they're going to say, the hell with it. I don't care what happens. I can't take this anymore. We're living in a dictatorship under this Obama and Rasputin. We're not going to let Rasputin do this to us. Someone in the Boston PD was about to release this. And Obama said, no, you can't. Tie it to the Saudi foreign minister, or if you wish. It sure makes it like a lock and key to me if I was writing a novel. After all, you have to forgive me for getting excited today. And you have to discount what I say. After all, I don't work for one of the major news outlets. I'm not a journalist. So you have to rely upon your good journalists for your information. Good journalists like John King, Wolf Blitzer, Megyn Kelly, Brett Baer, all of the great journalists of our time are who you have to lean upon to get your real facts from. Don't ask me. I'm just an ordinary citizen looking from the outside in. But if you put the pieces together to this ordinary citizen, it looks like a massive cover-up on the order of Greece in the 1960s. Everything that we were told would happen to this country under a right-wing dictatorship is happening under a left-wing dictatorship. Everything we were warned would happen if the right wing ever took over America by the radical leftists, is happening now that the radical leftists have taken over. And I'll tell you something else. Remember a movie back 30 years ago by Francis Ford Coppola, a radical leftist himself? Coppola, great filmmaker, but politically extremely leftist like all of them. He did a movie called The Conversation about the government listening in on ordinary citizens. Remember? And it was like, oh, the liberals were like, oh, my God. Oh, look, there's a government agent with headphones listening to you. Oh, that's terrible. Around the clock, evil government listening to your conversations. Now speed the clock forward, Francis. It's the year 2013, and your president, your party, your liberals, your Democrats are doing it on steroids. And you're drinking your wine like Don Corleone up there in Napa County. You're falling down in your vineyard like Don Corleone with the sheets in the wind. Because you're four sheets to the wind, like all of your leftists are. All of your leftists are four sheets to the wind. You don't even see what you've done to this country. You don't even want to know what you've done to this country. This left-wing fascist dictatorship that is emerging right in front of your eyes is a result of your propaganda.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, conditions and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Alameda County DA's office has filed charges against three of the five teenagers accused of murdering a paramedic in the Oakland Hills 2 weeks ago. The teens range in age from 14 to 16 and are accused of shooting and carjacking Quinn Boyer off of Keller Avenue. Hayward police now say the disappearance of a 34-year-old man who's been missing for 10 days is suspicious. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to Nigel J. He was last seen in Oakland the night of April 7th. Taking a look at the roadways, San Jose, southbound 101 Capitol Expressway had a crash blocking the two right lanes. Looks like it has just been cleared, but traffic will be recovering. Northbound 880 Hagenberger Road, we've got road work going into effect there, so look out for some delays as you head up towards downtown Oakland. Other than that, pretty good commute at this late hour. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com. And when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Rearview camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Devolved into a third world nation under the Obama administration. not only with regard to the economics of the nation, but with regard to the politics of the nation. News and name, a Ricin arrest. No news, no name on Boston bomber. Three FBI conferences canceled today. Now, here's the latest news. This just came out, which, to me, puts the whole thing in context. I'm almost sad to report it. I spent 90 minutes yesterday with a former PLO terrorist on this show who's become a Christian, who basically blew the lid on the Saudi terror connection, because we were all told there was a Saudi national in the hospital in Boston being guarded by machine gun toting cops. Remember that? You forgot that already? Covered up today with the male exotic dancer story from NBC. Covered up with the latest. Remember there was a Saudi in the hospital, the first suspect, guarded by machine gun toting cops? It came out he's going to be deported immediately. So now let's put a few things together. Saudi foreign minister flies in, unannounced, to the United States of America. FBI cancels the news conference. The suspect in the hospital is not going to be questioned any further, if he was questioned at all. He's going to be ferreted out of the nation, probably on the Saudi official airplane. And that's the end of the story. As they put together a fake a perpetrator or perpetrators, as they fabricate who did it. So why? See, let's take that line of remember, I'm not a journalist. I want to be very clear. I'm proud to tell you I'm not a journalist. I was too intelligent to go to journalism school, and so I never went to J school. Not only would I have not gotten in, I wouldn't have survived more than about a day. But I am not a journalist. I am an observer and a commentator just like you. So let's use our common sense. Let's put 3 and 3 together and come up with 6. Let's put 11 times 3 together and come up with 33 million illegal aliens. Let's put 11 times 4 together and come up with 44 million illegal aliens about to be legalized by Marco Rubio, the ice cream man. Let's put together the fact that today Obama gets slaughtered on the gun deal, killed by the Senate. Senate kills gun deal. Bang. Obama gets angry. Feinstein gets angry. Bloomberg rages. Biden cries. Cuomo complains. Reid mocks. And Obama cannot believe his gun-grabbing agenda, as mild as it has become, got derailed. Now he's going to get derailed on the immigration thing. Why do you think they don't want the suspects in the Boston bombing to be foreign nationals? Can you not follow the playbook here? What would that do to Obama's agenda where he wants to bring in 45, 50 million illegal aliens? Yeah, 11 million. What does that mean? They don't know what the number is, but now we find out today that in it legalizes all their relatives. That's what they put in the bill. That's what Schumer, your friend, that lying fool, puts in the right to bring in all your relatives and previously deported illegal aliens. I swear to God, this is like a desire to destroy the country. Wreck it, destroy it. This is not a bill. It's not an immigration bill. This is a plan, a demolition derby, to destroy the country once and for all, from which it can never recover. I can guarantee you that immigration bill will not pass. I can guarantee it. If the Senate can find the cojones to blow up the gun deal, they're never going to pass this immigration bill. Never. The people are going to go crazy in this country if they realize their country is about to be stolen from them by this gang of 8. So let's go back to the Boston story. 3 times today, the FBI was going to have a hearing, right? The bombing, we see images of the people of interest. We see them. They're on the Alex Jones website. For some reason, they're nowhere else. There's been 2 million people who've seen them. 2 or 3 of them are a dark skin carrying big black backpacks with headphones on before the bombing. Then you see them walking away before the bombing. 1 or 2 of them are of Caucasian descent, so it seems. So what is this about? Some of them have Navy SEAL logos on their caps. What? Starts today with poor John King, who looks like a nice guy, of CNN, losing all credibility whatsoever. Okay, play clip 1 so they see what went on today.
Now, I want to report some breaking news information from 2 sources who tells me they believe they do have a significant breakthrough in the investigation.
Just recap precisely what we know and what we don't know as we await what we expect later today to be a formal news conference by FBI, local law enforcement, the mayor, the governor, and others.
And we believe that briefing will now be at 5 p.m. Eastern time. It was originally scheduled to be at 1 p.m. They delayed it, and I'm told the reason they delayed it is because of this significant change and breakthrough in the investigation.
We're hearing about one individual right now, one arrest, no understanding really, even though this vague description of brown skin, whether foreign or domestic.
We are now told that arrest has been made, but these are all great questions.
Two senior administration officials and another federal official. There's not somebody in custody or arrested. There was a misunderstanding and lots of
a misunderstanding. Yeah, right. Okay, knock it off. This is your propaganda ministry at work. That's what you're listening to. In totalitarian dictatorships, there's a propaganda ministry, which is what the mainstream media has become. Propaganda ministry. Read your Orwell. All of you leftists who warned us about what would happen when a dictatorship emerged, you did it to us. But suddenly you're all four sheets to the wind. You don't even recognize what you've done to the country. And if you did, you'd have to look at yourself in the mirror and hate yourself, which you already do. So take another Prozac and drink more of your Dom Perignon or whatever you're drinking up there in Napa County. I doubt that you're drinking Dom Perignon. You're probably drinking some swill, some bad Merlot, which is all you're worth anyway. Nevertheless, here we are. Here we are. Four times today, there was going to be a press conference and a release. So now we have to go to the Internet. We go to the Internet and we see the pictures of guys marching around with backpacks, black backpacks. It's there for you. The photos are there on several websites. Now, 2 million people have seen them. You haven't. Why haven't you seen them? Why is it not in the front page of the New York Times? Why is it not on the front page of the New York Post? Well, the Post, as you know, is owned by News Corp. News Corp owns Fox News. News Corp owns the Post. News Corp is 90% owned by a Saudi prince. So you put an X through Fox News. That you understand. So why not the Daily News? Why? Well, New York Times, you don't even ask why. That's a given. Daily News is into exploitation. Why don't they show the picture? Well, they're a left-wing newspaper, but still in all, they might sell some papers if they showed these pictures of the Boston bombing culprits. They're all over the Internet now. 2 million people. Imagine how many newspapers they could sell. There they are. Husky gentleman wearing the backpack and then putting the backpack down. Then you follow the panel. And then you see the backpack later on mashed. So what is this all about? Who's covering this up? So what happened in Boston with the press conferences? We're trying to figure it out. We're the little people. We're the peons in America. We're not as smart as the great newsmen of America today, the great news girls. We don't have their intelligence or brains. So we have to think amongst ourselves. We little people, we peons. So let us try in our own way with our little pea brains to put two and two together, boys and girls. And let's in our own way struggle to find the truth as best we can. And so let's put two and two together. They start in the morning with, there's going to be a news conference at 2 p.m., and they're going to show us the pictures. Everyone's waiting, the whole world, not just you. Everyone in the world, except Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spatz, and Spielberg, they're not interested in this because they actually are writing the script for Axelrod, how to handle the morons out there. So everyone in the world wants to see the pictures because it's human curiosity. Who did this horrible thing? They'd like to hang them. They'd like mob justice. They'd like to take them and put them, four horses, you pull them apart, whoever did this to human beings. So they're waiting. The mob is waiting. The mob is milling about. The mob is drinking herbal tea. The mob is talking. The mob is nervous. The mob is waiting. FBI says, no, we're canceling it. We're going to do it later. Now the mob goes out for Indian food, gets indigestion. They don't know what to do. We're going to have it now at 8 o'clock. So the mob doesn't know what to. Now they're drinking coffee. They're going off to herbal tea. Now they go for a burger because they can't take it anymore. They had hell with it. They blow their diet off. Now they're eating burgers and fries. Now there's grease on their finger. Now it's 8 o'clock at night. FBI says we cancel it again. Now, later in the day, we see in the Drudge Report that the Saudi foreign minister flew in and talked to their president, whoever's president he may be today or tomorrow. And suddenly we read, minutes ago, we just heard this, that the suspect, the Saudi suspect, is leaving the country. He's no longer a suspect. He's being, quote, deported. What? So what actually happened? Well, again, since we're not smart enough to know what happened, we're the deltas in this great game. Axelrod's the alpha. Obama's the alpha. Hillary's the alpha. Katzenberg is the alpha. We're the Deltas in the brave new world. So we Deltas are going to think about this ourselves. So let's in our own way put our heads together, Deltas. Let's see if we can figure this out. The Deltas in the Boston Police Department had the suspect. They were going to have a press conference. They were going to show the world who did this to us. It was going to be another 9/11 under Obama's watch. It was going to derail both his gun bill, which got derailed anyway, and his immigration proposal, which would have been the death of America. So what happens is the feds step in and say, no, you won't. No press conference from the Boston PD. Boston PD says, go to hell. They say, oh, yeah, let me show you what happens. You have that conference. We pull your anti-terrorism money. We pull your armored vehicles. We never share information with you again. Moreover, we'll arrest you under the Patriot Act for violating law number 1933 or whatever that Axelrod wrote last night on a piece of toilet paper. And you're going to jail. That's what they told the cops. No pension, no more cop barbecues, nothing. You're out of business. So the Boston PD is dummied up. Now they have no capacity to go public with what they have. So the FBI now three times jerks us around and they disappear. They disappear. And the American people take this for a country. The American people believe they're living in a democracy. The American people don't want to accept what they see in front of their eyes. Can you put two and two together, Deltas? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Shopping for the right replacement window can be confusing. On the phone today, we have Matt Miller from Renewal by Anderson Replacement Windows. Matt, how does a homeowner choose the best window material?
Choosing the right window material is critical. Vinyl? It's just another word for plastic. Now, Ron, you wouldn't put a plastic deck chair in your living room, so why choose poor quality vinyl windows? Our windows are custom built from our patented material called Fibrex, which is twice as strong as vinyl, which means you'll only have to do this job once.
Now, unlike some companies, you not only warrant the window, you warrant the installation, too.
Our master installers average over 40 hours of training each and every year. That's why we warrant our installations. We know they're done right the first time. Our guys specialize just windows and patio doors 365 days a year, and most installations are completed in just one day.
Well, then what about the special that Renewal by Anderson has going on now?
Great spring special. Buy just five windows, and your sixth is absolutely free. And you can pair this deal with no money down down, no payments, and no interest for a full year. What that means is that you get your free windows now, and you don't have to pay for them until 2014.
Thanks, Matt. For a very limited time, by the way, with Renewal by Anderson, you can buy just 5 windows, and that 6th window is free, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. For more info, call 1-800-417-1010. 1-800-417-1010. That's 1-800-417-1010 or visit goodwindowpayment.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Throw your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Ronnie, the Stone Ridge Mall Barron's Jewelers is closing soon so you can move to your new Dublin location, right?
You're correct. We have to be out of Stone Ridge by April 27th for the new store to be ready in May. So everything in the store is up to 80% off.
Everything?
Everything. Diamonds, earrings, bridal rings, and much more. They're all up to 80% off.
Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime sale at Barron's.
A legacy of elegance.
Hurry. Barron's and Stone Ridge Mall Pleasanton is closing forever in April.
On the next morning show, the latest on the Boston bombing and the Ryson letters. Plus, we're going to hold their feet to the fire on immigration. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Here this day in the history of radio, I've been in the business 18 years. There is clearly a government cover-up of the Boston bombing. We have news and a name on a Ryson arrest, a white male from Mississippi. We have no news, no name on the Boston bombers or bomber, although John King of CNN and other useful idiots were set up like bowling pins to be knocked down by the sources that told them there was going to be an FBI press conference. I've been watching this all day, as you have, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and the FBI has been dancing us like a bunch of marionettes. So what is going on? Well, let's see if we can put our heads together. Surprise meeting of the Saudi foreign minister in the White House late this afternoon. So far as I know, these visits like this are never unannounced. Visits at this level are always announced in advance. So let's see if we can put on our thinking caps. White male arrested in Mississippi for the Ryson threats. First, there was a report of a dark-skinned male on a bolo in Boston. And then we were told he was under lock and key. He was a Saudi national. Remember that yesterday? Today we're told there's going to be a press conference, and all of a sudden the press conference is pulled. 5 p.m. delayed. Does anyone know why it was delayed? Can anyone figure this out? Are people as stupid as they think? What do you think is going on? 855-400-7282. I'll tell you what I think is going on. You want me to tell you what I think is going on? Because I will tell you what I think is going on. There is a site with pictures that is being circulated around the internet that I cannot post that shows a group of dark-skinned or darker-skinned men just before the bombing wearing baseball caps. They have earplugs. They have large black backpacks. Did you hear what I just said to you? Are you listening to what I said to you? They're walking in the crowd before the bombing. They have headphones on. They have large black backpacks. Then the explosion. None of these pictures are published, so far as I know, except on one site. There are mixed rumors as to who these men are. One conspiracy site is saying that they're U.S. Navy SEALs. U.S. Navy SEALs with black backpacks and earphones on before the bombing. Well, let's not go there, because then we're living in Greece in the 1960s. And we don't want to be living in Greece in the 1960s. Or shall I say we're living in America in the year 2013, which is very much like Greece in the 1960s in many ways. We see an administration that is losing control. We see an administration that is lost on their attempts to control the sale and possession of guns and ammunition. We see an angry president. We see an FBI that is on again, off again. So what do you think is going on? I invite your calls, 855-407-282. In a few moments, I'm going to play for you what went on today. Maybe you don't even know what's going on. Maybe you don't even know what went on today. Well, what went on today was shocking. What went on today was we were told that they had a breakthrough. John King is now finished as a newsman. He was finished the last time he did this. He looks embarrassed, sounds embarrassed. He needs to leave the media. He's fit for nothing after this. CNN has lost whatever shred of credibility they may have had. They're finished. Did you hear what went on today? Or didn't you hear what went on today? Florida, Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Okay, Michael, I'm a retired police sergeant. I spoke to you before. You're right on the money. And let me tell you something else. I'll tell you exactly what happened. The Boston police were told by the feds, we are running the show. You are taking a second seat. Okay? They did not sweep that area in New York City. This would never have happened. They would have swept that entire location from the beginning of that race to the end of that race. Every square inch would have been swept. Every single package, every single item, you name it, every garbage pail, mailbox.
Wait, hold it. So you're saying the Boston PD dropped the ball? They didn't do their job, or who didn't do the job?
No, they were told to drop their ball. They're furious at the Fed. Furious.
Oh.
I'll bet my life on this.
Well, if you look at the pictures I'm referring to, which I cannot post, but they're up on the net, you will see at least six different men with black backpacks, with headphones on, marching around before the bomb blast, putting the backpacks down in some of the pictures, and walking away in the next frame. What would that tell you, Nick?
That tells me, you don't want to know what that tells me. I know exactly what that tells me. And you can forget about Fox News, too. Put them in with MSNBC and CNN and CNBC.
No, I agree. Mad Woman Kelly has lost all credibility, but look, the job here is not to criticize them, because something so bad, something stinks to high heaven, Nick. I don't want to go where I think I have to go to get to the truth. I want the people to go where they have to go to get to the truth. You suspect not that there was a setup by the government, but the government's covering up who did it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Here's what I'm saying. The Boston police are a fantastic police department. They're the best of the best. Put them up there with New York. But they were told, you're going to be second fiddle. We're running the show. The feds are running the show. That's what happened there.
Okay, but wait a minute. If the Boston PD was running the show, what were they about to disclose to us? That it was a Saudi national or a Middle Easterner who did it? Is that what's behind this?
God only knows, okay? They're going to sanitize and homogenize this.
Thank you. Whoever they had is on an airplane and he's out of the country. You go back to the French Revolution. When the guillotine started falling, at first everyone cheered, because the heads that were falling from the guillotines were those of the rich, the 1%. Those are the heads in the baskets. And the crowds cheered as they saw the blood and the heads in the baskets. But soon they ran out of the rich. They ran out of the aristocrats. But the machines were thirsty. The guillotines were thirsty for more heads and more blood. And so what happened next was Robespierre and his left-wing pals started to blame each other, and they accused each other, and soon their heads were rolling. And before the guillotines were finished, virtually everyone's head had fallen to the guillotine until the guillotines became silent. And that's what happens when you get an out-of-control, radical, revolutionary administration, whether it be in France, Greece, or the United States. So what does that have to do with today's news? Well, you put it together. I'm sure you could think it through. I'm sure anyone listening to this show could put A to B to C to D to D to do. Yes, he is the most deceitful president, the most divisive president in American history, but this is not to be a shock to you. If I wrote trickle-up poverty, trickle-down tyranny, if I wrote those books and I spent 300 pages with references showing you his background at Columbia, showing you that he's planned to do what he's doing, this plan has been in place it's a long-term plan of a certain group. You have to understand how socialism works. It's right in front of your eyes.
Savage.